begin one of the stanzas, one of the tercets. In Italian, it forms acrostic for the word for man, uom, U-O-M. Okay? Now, critics have pointed out that this is a device that Dante actually gets from classical poets who do that kind of thing themselves. Okay? But it's also important to point out that Dante has a particular reason for doing that here. It seems to me that one of the things that he's doing is once again uniting two different media. Okay? That this is something that belongs to the visual arts, the acrostic, united with something that belongs to the verbal art of poetry. So that it's a kind of clue to the reader that all of the things that he's saying about poetry and sculpture and illumination can also apply to the visual, to the verbal art of the comedy, to his own poetry. And it seems to me to be kind of nice and interesting touch here in the at the end of the circle of the proud.
We're going to zoom even faster than Dante, getting these peas knocked off our heads, because what we want to do now is move all through the seven terraces. We've talked about pride a good deal, and find ourselves in the earthly paradise. And the last five cantos form a kind of group that is important to look at. One of the patterns we would notice, actually we could notice it even farther back than where we are right now with the prideful. One of the patterns we will notice in the reading of the Purgatory is that Virgil ultimately has less and less to say as we move along. In fact, he's pretty silent for a while before we get to Canto 29. For example, there's a point where Dante learns something and he sort of looks to Virgil, okay, now Virgil, sort of fill me in, and Virgil simply is silent. And so Dante has acquired a companion for the last part of his journey up the seven-story mountain, and he himself is more learned, and he himself has begun that process and carried through that process of purgation. And in Canto 29, we have this sort of dramatic event where after now, count them, almost 60 cantos, and all the way through hell, and now most of the way through the Purgatorio, Dante's had Virgil as his guide. Virgil ultimately must give way.
Yeah, and in fact, the way he presents the disappearance of Virgil is really very interesting and very dramatically climactic. It's one of the biggies. If you could sort of say there are moments that are tearjerkers within the Commedia, the disappearance of Virgil turns out to be one of them. He disappears, of course, because he's done what he's supposed to do. He's brought Dante to this point, to the earthly paradise. But it turns out that he disappears sort of without telling Dante. I mean, they don't get a chance to say, farewell, so long, auf Wiedersehen, catch you the next time you're down here. It happens because Dante turns to Virgil for comfort and advice, and Virgil ain't there anymore. Okay? In fact, it might be worthwhile taking a look at that passage. It turns out that the disappearance of Virgil, not surprisingly, coincides with the appearance of Beatrice. And Dante is kind of stunned by the vision of Beatrice, so much so that he seems to be in need of, he kind of wants a mommy, actually, when he turns to Virgil. This is one of those places in the Commedia. It begins to happen more and more often from now on, where Dante is overwhelmed by what he sees, where his vision is not quite yet ready for it. But here, when he turns to Virgil for comfort, turns out Virgil has gone. I want to read to you the passage. It's in Canto 30. No sooner were my eyes struck by the force of the high, piercing virtue I had known before I quit my boyhood years. Remember, we said that Beatrice was someone that he saw and wrote about when he was young. Then I turned to the left with all the confidence that makes a child run to its mother's arms when he is frightened or needs comforting, to say to Virgil, not one drop of blood is left inside my veins that does not throb. I recognize signs of the ancient flame. But Virgil was not there. We found ourselves without Virgil, sweet father, Virgil to whom, for my salvation, I gave up my soul. Turns out that Dante is sort of paying a very interesting final tribute to Virgil by using